Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. The Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show. And here she is, that lovable lady of stage, screen, and radio, Charlotte Greenwood.
Hello, friends, and thank you, Wendell. Wendell, today we're telling a new version of that old story about how boy meets girl.
Ah, romance. It must be wonderful to meet someone you love who loves you. How do you think about love, Mrs. Greenwood?
Constantly. And it isn't Mrs. Greenwood, it's Miss Greenwood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're sorry. <Yeah.
laughs> Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Charlotte Greenwood is brought to you this Sunday and every Sunday at this time by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. Remind you that whenever you want to remember someone, you'll find a Hallmark card that says just what you want to say, the way you want to say it. So when you choose a card, look on the back for the three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Yes, don't forget, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. To the Barton home where Charlotte is raising the three Barton youngsters, Barbara, Bobby, and Jack. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and a key rattles stealthily in a lock. The front door opens softly.
Jack, is that you?
Yes, Charlotte, but you didn't have to wait up to see what time I came in. I'm old enough to look out for myself.
Well, I didn't wait up to see what time you came in. I waited to tell you that Mr. Pinker phoned you this evening.
Oh, the boss, huh? Gee, what did he want?
He wanted to know if you mailed the letter he gave you.
Oh, sure I mailed it. You know how I am, always putting my shoulder to the wheel.
Uh-huh. You ought to pick out a wheel that doesn't get powder all over your coat.
You see, Aunt Charlotte, I had a date with Hortense. I made quite a hit with her.
So it appears. Who is Hortense?
Oh, you wouldn't know her. She just moved here from Mound City. Oh, but she's been everywhere. Chicago, New York, and even Paris. The fellow who dates her gets a prize.
Yes? What's the prize?
Well, she is. I mean, she's not like other girls. She won't even say yes to my spending a dime on her.
You mean she can't talk?
Well, sure she can talk. But she thinks I ought to save money. So does her aunt. Like this evening. I figured we'd all go out to a movie, but she suggested we drive out to the lake.
Who, Hortense?
No, the aunt. It's a swell moonlight night, and, well, she thought it'd be kind of nice.
Who, Hortense?
No, the aunt. You know, she thinks I'm pretty okay. Tonight she even kissed me.
Now you mean Hortense.
No, the aunt.
Oh, goodness.
Well, she's a little off the beam, but she's okay. She said I was just like one of the family.
Oh, so she's already considering you one of the family, eh?
Uh-huh.
It seems to me, Jack, you've made a hit with the aunt.
Yes, this is Miss Greenwood.
Oh, for goodness sake, are you calling from Hollywood? Well, what are you doing here in Lakeview? Oh, well, you must come out for dinner. No, the children help me. Of course they help. They do the shopping with me, the housework with me, and yesterday they polished the floor with me. Yes, that's probably one of them at the door right now. All right, then. Come out tomorrow evening? Oh, I can't wait to hear all the news from Hollywood. 6 o'clock will be fine. Bye.
Pardon me, but is this Mrs. Greenfield?
No, this is Miss Greenwood.
Miss? Oh, I thought you were a Mrs.
No, I was eliminated in the semifinals. The name is Greenwood.
Oh, dear, dear. I do hope you'll forgive me. I have such a terrible time with names. But now, faces, well, I have always said that face is the map of the soul.
Mine would only interest Rand McNally. Is there something that I can do for you?
Oh, my dear, I'd recognize you anywhere because I've seen your face so often on the stage, traveling all over the country. Isn't traveling alone difficult?
No, my face always travels with me. I never travel alone. Now, if you don't mind.
But you on the stage and seen so often, well, my dear, there's something I simply must ask you. How do you keep your figure?
Well, who else would want it?
Oh, but you do take some exercise, don't you? Tell me, my dear, have you ever tried standing on your head?
No, I never could climb up that high.
Well, yes, it is rather strenuous, but I understand it's very beneficial for the circulation and the bones and the muscles and the... Oh, dear, I'm sure there is one more thing. Oh, yes, the skin.
Well, that covers everything. Really, I have to start supper for the children in just a moment. Now, if there is something...
Oh, dear, and here I am, gabbing along. I'm Mrs. Mellish.
Yes?
Yes, Hortense's aunt.
Oh.
Oh, it was so amusing when Hortense and Jack met each other. First he sighed, then she sighed, then he sighed. Oh, really, it was assertive.
Sounds more like a sideshow.
So I thought you and I should get acquainted. I mean, with your nephew and my niece so much in love with each other.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, the dear darlings confided to me last night. They're engaged to be married.
I think you'd better come in, Mrs. Mellish.
Oh, thank you. Oh, what a lovely, lovely house. Hortense and I will enjoy living here. Oh, my dear, it's been so difficult. It's really difficult bringing up a motherless girl. And I were, oh, that picture on the wall. Isn't it you?
That is a portrait of Grandfather Barton at the age of 17.
Oh, imagine being a grandfather at the age of 17. The reason I thought it might be you, these sunglasses, you know, when I wear them in the house, I can't recognize a thing.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Mellish.
Well, young man, just where have we met before?
I'm Jack Barton.
Oh, of course. Well, you dear boy. I was just telling your auntie, it's these glasses. I don't know what I bought them for. They make everything look positively green.
Oh, well, they must come in very handy driving through traffic lights.
If you'll excuse me, I'd better be getting ready for supper.
Supper? Is it that late? Oh, really, I must be hurrying back to Hawkins. I'll give her your love, Jack. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
It's been so nice meeting you, Miss Greenleaf.
It isn't Greenleaf, Green Branch, or Green Tree. It's Greenwood.
Oh, I'm so sorry. From now on, I shall try to remember, because we'll be seeing a great deal of each other. A great deal. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Mellish. Jack, how long have you known Mrs. Relish?
I don't know, just a few weeks.
Well, is there anything serious with you and her niece?
Oh, Aunt Charlotte, are you kidding? Sure, I like Hortense and the gift. She likes me, but we're just friends. Hey, I'd better get upstairs and change clothes. Got my regular date with Janet Gregory tonight.
Are you going to tell Janet about Hortense?
Oh, look, Aunt Charlotte, there's nothing to tell. For corn's sake, I've only been out with Hortense 3 or 4 times, and her aunt always went along with it.
All right, Jack, I'll take your word for it. But Mrs. Mellish seems to think you're engaged.
She's just making conversation. Nobody's thinking of getting married. Anyhow, I have a hunch Hortense thinks I'm not good enough to marry her.
I have a hunch Mrs. Mellish thinks you're much too good to marry anybody else. Judge Cronin, how is Lakeview's legal leading light this evening?
Oh, splendid, Miss Greenwood. Splendid.
You're just in time for supper. Jack will be downstairs in just a moment, and then we'll eat.
Oh, no. I'm on my way to the Lakeview Athletic Club. This is the night of our big show, you know.
Oh, so it is.
Yes, yes. Mm. What I dropped in for, here. The latest report from Friendship Mine. Your investment is turning out very well.
See? Yes. Well, the mine is doing all right, isn't it?
Yes, the Barton youngsters are going to be very comfortably situated. It's too bad, though, that all the returns have to go to the Barton estate. You deserve some reward yourself, you know. Well, I happen to be popping along.
Oh, so soon?
I'm taking part in the show, you know. Yes, doing some imitation.
Oh, Judge, I didn't know you were gifted that way.
Oh, well. Oh, yeah, but listen, see if you recognize it.
Hello, what's new?
that's Finnegan to the live. Do you do any others?
Not you, Dracula. Oh, many more, Mr. Charles Boyer, get it.
Eddie, come with me to the Casbah.
Oh, yes, you're thrilled.
Yeah, of course, I'm only an amateur. You're a professional. Say, why don't you take part in some of our shows? Next month, we're putting on the famous drama Rain.
And you're looking for a big drip.
Yes. Now, look, Miss Greenwood, don't say that. Why, I'll venture to say you played the role of Sadie Thompson many a time.
Only once, and that was in the revised version.
Revised? Well, you mean it had the happy ending?
Everybody was very happy when it was all over.
I don't believe a word of it, Miss Greenwood. I've seen you act many times. Many times. You know, I have the greatest respect for your art.
You're very kind, Judge Cronin.
Oh, I have. I have the greatest respect for all actors. It's an amazing accomplishment to be able to create a character and make people believe that character is real. Real, honest, goodness person.
Oh, it's you, Judge Cronin.
Oh, good evening, Judge.
Gee, I thought maybe Mrs. Mellish had come back.
Mrs. Mellish? Did I hear that name right? Mrs. Mellish?
Yeah. She's the aunt of the girlfriend of Jack's.
But she was here at this house? Why?
Well, mainly to tell me how much Jack and Hortense are interested in each other.
She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Just a moment. Do you know Mrs. Mellish's name?
Well, sure.
Have you, been attentive to her?
Well, I don't know exactly what you mean by attentive. I've taken Hortense out. We were out together last night. Drove out to the lake.
Alone?
No, Judge. No, they were well chaperoned. Mrs. Mellish went along.
Well, we were alone part of the time. Hortense and I got out of the car and walked down to the edge of the lake. But so what?
What happened then?
Well, nothing happened. I just put my arm around her and we talked. You know what it is, Aunt Charlotte, when two hands come together?
Yes, it's 12 o'clock.
please, Miss Greenwood, no levity. This is a very serious matter. Look, Jack, what did you say to this girl?
Well, gee, I don't remember. A fella just passes out a line. He tells her he likes her and she's cute and maybe someday he'd even like to marry her. All the fellas hand out a line like that.
How long were you alone?
Not very long. We didn't know it, but her aunt had gotten out of the car and was standing right near us. Kind of broke things up.
And she heard what you said?
Sure, I guess so. Hey, what's this all about anyhow?
Jack, if you have a date with Janet tonight, you'd better start your supper. Now, go in the dining room and I'll be in there in just a moment.
Yeah, okay, Aunt Charlotte.
Judge, aren't you making a little too much fuss about all this?
Too much fuss? 3 years ago, this Mrs. Mellish and her niece figured in one of the most sensational breach of promises suits in the state.
Oh.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes, it is. And a year ago, they were in court again in Mount City, the same kind of suit.
But certainly you don't think...
I think the Barton estate would be well worth their making a play for.
But Jack is a minor. They couldn't legally...
Legally or not, they could create a scandal that would keep this town talking for the rest of his life. Well... I guess I'll see Mrs. Mellish and find out what kind of settlement they'll agree to.
Oh, no. Jack didn't do anything wrong. We're not making any settlement.
But Miss Greenwood...
I am not afraid of Mrs.
Mellish. Oh, don't underrate her. She may seem stupid, but she knows precisely what she's doing. The woman's a clever operator.
As executrix of the Barton estate, I won't pay Mrs. Mellish a cent.
Oh, you can't mean that.
Not one penny.
Well, now, look. I dislike to remind you, Miss Greenwood, but the Barton will provide it for a businessman.
That's true.
So far, you've done very well without one, but if a manager were appointed, he might decide that paying off Mrs. Mellish is good business.
Until such a manager is appointed, I still write the check.
Oh, Miss Greenwood, don't you see what you're doing with this stubborn attitude? You're precipitating an affair that'll not only disgrace Jack, but Barbara and the whole family.
We are not paying Mrs. Mellish.
Well, unless you want a scandal, that's the only way out.
No. There's another way.
What other way?
If Jack asked Hortense to marry him...
Yeah?
He can go through with it.
When your next birthday comes along, how would you feel if your friends should forget that very special day? You'd feel sort of let down, wouldn't you? And that's what happens to almost everyone when we neglect them, whatever the day. How really worthwhile it is, then, to remember our friends with a thoughtful card. A Hallmark card that says just what you want to say, the way you want to say it. At your Hallmark dealers, you'll see a wide variety of fine cards, all of such beauty and distinction. Many with birthday messages, affectionate to clever, humorous. Many tasteful cards to carry your wedding congratulations or your hearty wishes to married couples, young or old, on their anniversary. Of course, too, you'll want a card to say hello to that brand-new baby and to some friend who is in the hospital. Your lively cheer card can mean so much. For every occasion, there's always a fine, original Hallmark card. So why not make your selection tomorrow? Remember, Hallmark cards are on display at America's finest stores. You see, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And so back to our story. It's now around 6 o'clock for the following day, and as the door chimes.
Well, here we are, Miss Greenfield. It was just too sweet of you to ask us over. Oh, well, this is Hortense.
Oh, good evening, Hortense.
How do you do? Where's Jack?
Jack isn't here.
He isn't at home?
No, but then after all, it's the bride's prerogative to plan the wedding.
Wedding? Who said anything about a wedding? I thought they were going to pay us. Hortense,
darling.
Forgive me, really, forgive me for keeping you waiting in the living room. This is Mrs. Mellish and her niece. Judge Cronin is our attorney.
Attorney? So you already called in an attorney. Oh, my poor little Hortense.
Wait a minute.
You're so sweet and so innocent. And you've got an attorney to get rid of
us. Madam, if you please.
Oh, how can you treat us this way? How dare Jack Barton cast us aside like
an old shoe?
Yes, thank you, dear. Like an old shoe.
Now, look, please, these tears are needless. All this will be settled.
What kind of settlement?
Yes, why didn't you say so?
I don't think you understand. We mean, if you children are in love, you should be married.
Now, wait a minute.
I'm sure that you'll be very happy as Mrs. Barton.
And live here and make view with that little...
Hortense, darling.
Oh, Judge.
Yes?
You're the nearest. Mm. Would you mind answering the door?
Oh, goodness. How do you do, sir? How do you do? A thousand pardons, apologies, greetings, salutations, and all that thing. I'm vainly endeavoring to find the other side of the town.
Why, you're entirely lost. This is this side. The other side is over there.
Now, that's odd. It just over there told me it was over here.
Well, he was mistaken. Oh, please. Now, it all depends on your viewpoint, you see.
What place are you looking for?
The Barton residence.
This is the Barton residence?
I knew it. I knew it immediately. I have a record of always being 100% right. I'm Jevney.
Oh, Mr. Jevney. Oh, I didn't expect you so soon.
I can't understand. Didn't anyone give you a ring, Miss Greenwood?
No, nobody ever gave me a ring. That's why I'm still Miss Greenwood. But do come in, come in. This is Mrs. Mellish. How do you do?
A very good morning, Mrs. Belenish.
The name is Mellish, and it happens to be evening.
That, madam, is a detail I let my subordinates take care of.
Mrs. Mellish's niece, Hortense.
How do you do?
And Judge Cronin.
How are you, Mr. Jevney?
I'm glad you asked that, Judge, because I'm wonderful. Right in the pink alert,
well,
keen 100%. Now, let me tell you about myself. In business, I'm a Gibraltar.
You're a master of strength, firm,
I'm unmovable. But sentimentally, I fall as constantly as
that.
Niagara. But let anyone fool or defraud me, and I become a gargantuan. In the face of extreme danger or crisis, I become unknowingly calm and cunning, and yet... My gentle nature has earned me the title of Gentleman Jevney, 100% Jevney.
Well, I'm sure...
You won't believe it, but once I was a failure. I was getting nowhere. I simply went around in circles. I ran a merry-go-round. But you should see me now. Yes, sir, 100%. Did you want to say something, Judge?
Yes.
Well, let's get down to business. Now, do I have people like, or are these people all members of the family?
Well, Mrs. Mellish and Hortense soon will be, and Judge Cronin is a friend.
Oh, yes.
You see, Judge, I've been in communication with Mr. Jevney and have appointed him business manager of the estate.
And a very fortunate choice.
Him?
You,
What? You've done what?
Well, don't look so surprised. After all, you were the one that brought the idea about the business manager.
I know, but I really didn't expect you to act on the suggestion. I know nothing about this gentleman. What's his background, his experience?
Oh, he's been very successful.
My little man, haven't you ever heard of the Rocky Mountain and Jebney Ship Launching Corporation of Denver, Colorado? Well, sir, I am Morgan Harrison, with president and general manager.
A ship launching company in Denver?
Why, there isn't an ocean within 1,000 miles of Denver.
Why would you locate a ship launching company there?
Well, maybe he liked the climate.
It was good for my hair.
Oh, look, a venture like that couldn't possibly succeed.
Well, as a matter of fact, it did fail.
For how much?
100%.
Oh.
Now, tell Judge about the mongoose fur farm you manage.
Oh, yes, here. At one time, we had as many as 50,000 mongooses. Well, actually, they were rabbits.
Well, what happened to that?
Well, let me tell you about that. Oh, it was very funny that failed, too.
Miss Greenwood, I don't approve of this gentleman at all.
If you ask me, he's crazy.
Well, many brilliant men are just a little eccentric.
Eccentric? Frankly, I have the feeling you appointed this man because, well, because my suggestion about getting a business manager offended you. If so, I humbly apologize.
Judge, I appointed Mr. Jebney for the best interest of the estate and the Barton children. He's gone over the business affairs very carefully and has made a very interesting suggestion.
What suggestion?
That we sell everything and convert to cash.
Liquidate the estate?
Quite right. And now if you'll sign this paper, Mr. Greenwood.
Why does the estate have to be liquid?
I'm thirsty. Thirsty for greater profits than the estate is now producing. Now sign here, Miss Greenwood.
Greater profits? Why, if you liquidate now, you take a tremendous loss.
Mr. Jebney has plans for making a lot more money.
That's right. We're going to build a plant for the manufacture of used cars.
Oh!
Yes, a used car? You know what a demand there is for used cars.
Well, of course, the cars won't actually be used. They'll only look used. Oh. But the public won't know that. We'll clean up. And now, Miss Greenwood, if you'll just sign.
Just a minute, please. Think what you're doing, Miss Greenwood. You've let this fellow influence you with a lot of empty boasting and impossible promises.
Come.
By his own admission, he's failed in everything he's attempted.
Now.
And I'm not even sure that he's honest.
Sir, if we were in Paris, where I have never been, I should flick you with my glove and challenge you to a duel. Sabers to 20 paces.
Oh.
My pen, Miss Greenwood.
Oh, just a minute, please. I positively forbid it.
I'd just like to remind you, Judge Cronin, that you have no authority in this matter. I not only consider Mr. Jebney completely honest, but the most brilliant man in his field.
Oh, she's signing. Stop her.
Oh, I wish I could, but I can't. She's perfectly within her legal rights.
Oh, there you are, Mr. Jebney.
Oh, dear.
But she can't sign away the estate. It doesn't belong to her. It's Jack Barton.
Oh, not until he's 21, and by that time...
That time, Jack Barton won't have a cent. Anybody who thinks I'm going to marry him is crazy.
Hortense?
I'm breaking the engagement. The whole thing's off. Come on, Aunt.
I don't know why it is, but there's always somebody to prevent a person making an honest living.
Madam, I would resent that if I had the time.
Oh, Miss Greenwood, let me see that document you've signed. Let me see it. Wait a minute. It's simply an ordinary sheet of paper. Except for your signature, it's entirely blank.
Judge, you look a little blank yourself.
Well, then you didn't authorize this man?
I never said I intended to. I appointed him business manager for the good of the estate. You see, he's a friend of mine. Judge, may I present Vincent Price from Hollywood?
Oh, Vincent Price!
Mr. Price arrived in Lakeview yesterday and came out this evening for dinner. Well, Vincent, the appointment as business manager is now rescinded.
Well, Charlotte, I must say it was fun while it lasted.
Oh, you're a marvelous villain. How's everything at 20th Century Fox?
Well, it's 99 9/10, right, but if you were there, it would be 100% perfect.
Oh, I blush.
Studio, he's the actor. No wonder he looked so familiar all this time. He was just acting, huh?
And that was without a rehearsal.
You know, I saw you in New York in Angel Street, and in that picture, Laura. Say, you're a very good actor.
Oh, I told you I consider him the most brilliant man in his field.
Well, thank you, Charlotte, thank you. That's high praise coming from you.
Well, then this whole business was just a trick, a ruse.
It's a Charlotte ruse.
Oh. Miss Greenwood, how do you ever think up such ideas?
Why, Judge, this was your idea.
Mine?
Don't you remember mentioning your admiration for an actor who could create a character and make people believe the character real?
Yes, so I did.
Oh, you're so clever.
But we must give Mr. Price here credit, too. He saved the estate a pretty penny. And Jack from considerable embarrassment. Oh, I...
don't know if Jack is worth it. You know, sometimes I think having children around is a pain in the neck.
But when you don't have them around, it's a pain in the heart.
Yes, I guess you're right.
Oh, that must be one of the children now. Judge, will you show Mr. Price where to freshen up a bit, and we'll have dinner in just a few moments.
Oh, gladly. This way, Mr. Price. Oh, look, Mr. Price, in your picture, that last one, the Royal Scandal, where you play the French ambassador, tell me, what did you and Tallulah Bankhead do after she got rid of that soldier?
Well, Judge Cronin, yes. I'll tell you.
Yes.
We opened the door.
Yes, you did. Forgot
my keys again, Aunt Charlotte. Anything special happened today?
Nothing special. Mrs. Mellish and Hortense came to say goodbye. I think they're moving out of town.
You see, there wasn't anything serious between Hortense and me after all.
But just the same, it's a good thing to remember, son. Emotions are something like automobiles.
Automobiles?
Life wouldn't be nearly as enjoyable without them. But unless you know how to handle them, you can get into plenty of trouble. Now, go and get ready for dinner.
Oh, are you having company?
Vincent Price is our guest.
Remind you again, the next time you buy a card for any occasion, look on the back for the identifying words, a Hallmark card. H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K. A Hallmark card. Like sterling on silver, those three words are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Yes, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And now, Charlotte Greenwood.
Friends, whenever you're away from home, have you ever noticed this? How your heart leaps at the memory of the things you love and miss? The everyday familiar things. The maple tree, the corner store. The drowsy hush as evening comes, light through the dusk, a friendly door. Voices you love, a table spread. The ticking clock, an easy chair. Tired little feet come home from play. The toys picked up, a bedtime prayer. Yes, how the heart will leap and beat with gladness in the thoughts of these when a letter or a little note brings news of home and memories. How eagerly you wait for it and count the days. And yet, do you sometimes forget that someone else away from home is waiting, too? And now, until next Sunday, at the very same time, this is Charlotte Greenwood saying,
so long, friends, until we meet again. So long, neighbors. Till next Sunday, I'll just say, oh, Lord.
So long.
Written by Jack Hasey and G.H. Johnson and directed by Thomas Freebairn Smith. In the cast with Miss Greenwood today were Charles Cantor and Isabel Randolph. By special arrangement with 20th Century Fox were Edward Ryan and our distinguished guest, Vincent Price.